It's time for the old Pine River Report today. How are things rolling on the river there, Marty?
So really, we survived this last few days quite well because there wasn't much wind. So the section from Rockbridge down to County D Landing, we expect that's good. We haven't had any reports of any issues since we cleared that. The water level's a little bit high, but not crazy, so nothing to really stress about there. I would, unless you enjoy portaging and getting over debris and stuff, I would probably avoid the County D down to Bowen's Mill. Now, we have plans. Dave Hausner and I are going to go down the section from Bowen's Mill to Mill Pond Park Friday morning. We're recording this on Thursday. We have all intentions to do that, and my expectation is we will be able to clear that. So I would anticipate that doing that section from Bowen's Mill down to Mill Pond Park will work as well. So the two end points that we typically travel should be open. Now, we have a little bit of a conflict this weekend, and that is 13 Pines RC will not be around to help with outfitting services. So those who need to rent a kayak, we're going to ask you, bring your own. You need to bring your own. And there are a lot of people who do have their own kayaks, their own paddles, their own life preservers. So feel free to go in those two sections we talked about that are open. A lot of times what's common, if you have just somebody with one vehicle, they just need a little ferry service to get from, you know, and what I would suggest is get your vehicle, put it at where you're going to finish, and then call Town Taxi. Call Town Taxi at 647-3114, and then they can take you, that individual, back to where you're going to start from. So say from, if you're going to do the section from Bowen's Mill to Mill Pond Park, park your car there at the old community center parking lot at Mill Pond Park. Call Town Taxi. They could ferry you real quick back to Bowen's Mill. It'd be a quick trip, you know, and they could enable that to happen. But I'd say do that before you do your kayaking, so you're not getting into a vehicle where you're muddy or wet or anything like that. So just my suggestion, a way that you could make that happen if you need ferry service. But other than that, the water level, you know, we got quite a bit of rain yesterday, but again, we were ready for it because it had not rained for about a week. And just know that the Rock Bridge to County D Landing is good to go. You can, enjoy that without getting out of your kayak. If you go in that stretch from County D down to Bowen's Mill, you're probably going to have some obstruction there. You'd have to portage. But then the section we anticipate, the section from Bowen's Mill down to Old Mill Pond Park, will be good to go by Friday morning, Friday afternoon, we'll say. So, with that, you know, on Sunday, if you're interested, there's a lot going on in the area. And one other thing that would be enjoyable for folks to do, it is open mic Sunday at the Branding Iron this weekend. And I've been to open mics up at the Branding Iron, and that's a next level open mic. I don't go up there and play my ukulele or the keyboard, because there are some pretty good artists that show up for an open mic in Lime Ridge. So that's noon to 4 o'clock, if I recall. The Branding Iron, of course, you can also enjoy their farm-raised beef that they raise themselves. And then you have to have a Fearing Old Fashioned if you go there, too. They are really good. But the Branding Iron really doing a nice job in Lime Ridge, and a supporter and a sponsor of the reports.
Absolutely. I don't know if there a busier weekend in Richland Center than this weekend through the summer?
Well, when we have the rodeo, the dairy breakfast, a parade, and, you know, it's June. I think it's just June. Somebody in their wisdom many years ago said, let's put 80% of the events in June. But yeah, this is a busy weekend. And I'll miss one, but I know, you know, you have the Kaz Dairy Breakfast on Sunday as well. You've got Thunderfest RC on Saturday. And then Friday, Saturday, the Gospel Mission to Haiti has their catfish supper on Friday night. And then on Saturday, they've got auctions along with more food, which is always good for that one. 80 German Warehouse has music Friday night. And then also Wild Hills Winery has their wine down Fridays. The Willow Valley United Methodist Church on Friday if you want strawberries. And strawberries aren't easy to find this year. I'm not sure what's going on. The cartel has a handle on all the strawberries, but they were able to get a good source of strawberries. So the Strawberry Social at Willow Valley United Methodist Church on Friday as well, 4:30 to 7:30 or 8, I believe, is the serving time on that. But yeah, there's a ton of things happening. If anyone says they have nothing to do this weekend, they're not paying attention, because there's a lot going on. And I've thrown a lot out here. If you're looking for those events, you can go to greaterrichlandtourism.com. Our calendar of events has all of those items on there.
Mm-hmm. You can float down from the Pine. You can,
you could stop at the fairgrounds.
Stop at the fairgrounds, go to Gospel of Haiti. Right?
There you go. Yeah. You can get your catfish supper and then keep going. If you went far enough, and I wouldn't do this, but if you went far enough, you could also get down to the Rock&M Ranch, because on Saturday and Sunday, they also have their barrel races, too. So mm-hmm. And you could eat again, because they have really good food there.
They do. How long would it take to get from Rockbridge down to Rock&M Ranch?
That's counting the blockages, if you left on a Friday, you might get there by September.
Okay. That's the Pine River Report today. Thanks, Mark.
I wouldn't do that, Phil.
No, I wouldn't either. We'll have more next week.
You bet.